Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
All right, so East Coast, you came on board. We asked you with hashtag ECRCan if you can drop off a couple of cans of food so we could take that to the people who've been affected by the horrific floods that we had now 2 weeks ago, right? So we had a 5-ton truck, and our wish was to fill that truck.
Yep.
Not in our wildest dreams did we think we would fill that truck five times over.
Unbelievable.
25 tons of canned food you donated and you gave to us. So now we know that there's a lot of people who've been affected by the floods, and they've got a lot of work ahead of them. But the one problem they don't have to worry about is how to get dinner for tonight. We've got a lot fewer people with empty cupboards and a lot more people with fuller tummies in order to take on all these other challenges that face them right now.
And then beside that, obviously because of the floods, we had an influx of rubbish going from the water all the way down to our ocean, onto the beach. And so on Friday, we spoke to Josh Redman. He's an SA surfer and an ocean environmentalist and a friend from the Litter Boom Project. They were doing a huge cleanup on the beach on Saturday that just passed.
It was the Friday and Saturday?
Yes. Well, we spoke to him on the Friday. They were doing the cleanup, but Saturday was when they asked everyone to come and join in. Durban Harbour, if you saw the pictures, Durban Harbour just looked absolutely... Sure.
It looked like a war zone.
It was horrific. And Blue Lagoon as well. So we have Josh on the line with us this morning. Hello, Josh.
How's it, Josh?
Hey, how's it going?
How's it, bro?
That's how you greet a surfer.
Is that how we
greet
surfers?
You don't say hello. He's a surfer. How's it, bro?
Sorry, Josh. Yeah, how's it, bro?
That's literally how I greet everyone.
So quickly,
give
us an update. How was, I heard the people came out in numbers for the cleanup on
Saturday. Yeah, wow. This is really where you can use the term Durban Chang off. It was really amazing to see that community come together and do some good. We had 1,000 people at the mangrove site, so that's just mind-blowing. And 500 at the harbour site. So, it was incredible to see. It was a great day, and everyone was in high spirits.
And Josh, the Durban Harbour pictures that I saw, it was really, it's unbelievable. Did those 500 people, those 1,000 hands, did they get to make any difference really at the harbour, or is there still lots more to do?
There's still lots more to do. There's always a lot more to do. The Wildlands Conservation Trust, they've got a team of 50 that are permanently working there throughout the year, and even that is a challenge. So, there's always more to do.
But you put a decent dent in it. Mm.
Yeah.
100%. How much do you collect,
Roughly, we need to do some proper accurate weighing, but roughly there's probably between 10 and 15 tons removed over the last week.
How much?
10 to 15 tons.
Good grief.
Yeah, so that's incredible. And the work has to continue still.
That's amazing. Obviously, there's more work to be done. Any follow-up cleanups? Where can we find out about them?
Trying to reach some plans to put together for some cleanups tomorrow, obviously a public holiday.
Okay, yeah.
So if you kind of follow, there's 5 organizations that kind of been working together, and they've all got social media platforms that we can follow. The Litter Boom Project being one, the Wildlands Conservation Trust being the other one, Litter for Tokens, Breeze Conservation, and Refillware Mototo Organization. So I think those social media platforms, you can follow them and they will be informing on future cleanups now.
Excellent. Well, seeing as we have you on the line right now, where can people go if they want to do some good on the public holiday? Where and what time tomorrow?
I'm not too sure at the moment. There was still like last minute plans trying to be put together.
Sure.
So as I said, on those social media platforms, maybe throughout the day I can inform you guys and you can put it on the website.
We'll do that.
Thank you, Josh.
What are those websites again?
So I know that if you go onto Facebook, if you look under the Litter Boom Project, L-I-T-T-E-R Boom, B-O-O-M Project, they actually have got a link to everyone else there as well. Okay. Go in there, like their page, and you can stay up to date with where and when the cleanups are happening. But also, if you go for a walk on the promenade or to the beachfront or anywhere in your area, the amount of times we just step over rubbish, every time you're doing that, it's this equivalent of littering. So just get your hands dirty, pick up some rubbish.
And then one of these days we need to talk about what do we do when you're following someone on the M4 and they throw out the window.
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
We need to talk about that someday.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.